Philip Semple Pierre, if it is urgent care today's date is 02/20/2025. Dictation is for Miss Maria Flores. Flores spells F-L-O-R-E-S. Maria spells M-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 02/20/1972. This is a 53-year-old female here with fatigue period. Patient said this has been going on for about 5 days, came in today because she's have increased fatigue. Patient denies chest pain, denies diaphoresis, denies shortness of breath period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports cold sweats. She, next line, patient reports frequent urination and painful urination. Next line, she denies flank pain. Next line, denies vomiting but reports nausea. Next line, patient reports headache. Would say the headache is not the worst of her life. Headache, as she said, is 4/10, located diffusely in her scalp. Gradual onset. Next line, she denies neck pain or stiff neck period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. The patient is a diabetic who takes insulin and metformin, but for compliance is questionable, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 99% of room air, blood pressure is 149/80, pulse 96, respiration 18, temperature 97.2, period. Next paragraph. HEENT normal. Next paragraph. Mucous membrane is dry. Next paragraph. HEENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no mandibular signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory, and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rhythm, with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, sinusitis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, suprapubic tenderness, the palpation, no guarding, no rebound, no peritoneal signs, period. She has normal bowel sounds, period. No rigidity, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no bridge correction. She has a hyperpigmented macule on the dorsal surface of her hands bilaterally. She said this lesion has been there for approximately 2 years or more, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no anatomic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert oriented times three, cranial nerves 2 times normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affection normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is diabetes type 2, poorly controlled. Finger stick today is 376. Assessment number two is nausea. And assessment three is dysuria. Number four, chronic headache. Number five, rash. Number six, fatigue. Number seven, frequency. Number eight, dehydration, period. Next paragraph. In clinic today, patient had labs drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, A1C. Next line, we did a urinalysis. Urinalysis show elevated bilirubin, nitrate and leukocyte esterase were normal. Ketones were negative. And glucose was 3+. Next paragraph. Patient was given the following medication in the clinic: Rocephin 1 gram IM. Although patient's urine revealed no nitrate or leukocyte esterase, patient is diabetic, poor compliance. I suspect this patient could have a UTI versus frequency and painful urination from our hyperglycemia period. And she received a gram of Herceptin IM. Next line, patient received IV normal saline, 1 liter. After which she was re-evaluated and reports improvement. She says she's feeling much better and is comfortable with my discharge plan. She was however instructed to go to the emergency room if her frequency continues, especially if she has frequency and frequent thirst period. She says she understands and will comply. Next line, patient's medication were refilled as follows. Metformin 1000 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, Maxalt 5 milligrams, 1 PO at onset of a headache. Repeat every 2 hours, but do not exceed 6 pills in 24 hours. She was given 30. Next medication, vitamin B12, 500 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30, with 2 refills. Patient reports fatigue. And this medication could help her with her symptoms. Period. Next paragraph. Triamcinolone, 0.1% cream. Apply BID for 14 days. Number 60 grams. Next medication is Zofran, 4 milligrams. 1 POTID. PRN for nausea/vomiting. Number 24. She was strongly encouraged to avoid sugary beverages, to increase water intake, to come back to the clinic if worse. But I emphasize this patient must go to the emergency room if she does not feel better. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.